Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the hill here in Cypress, Texas, Mitch's humble abode, and it's unseasonably warm here in Cypress, Texas.
Oh, man, it is. Doesn't feel like fall,
yeah,
does it?
Borderline annoying.
I got shorts and a t-shirt on right now.
Yeah, if you might do a little swimming pool later, man, it's freaking...
I don't know if it's that warm.
It's 85 degrees, you know, which is... It's an annoyance at this time of the year, which is kind of the theme of this podcast here. Generally, for those of you who are people who frequent the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, is generally we talk about random stuff, but every once in a while we like to get a little specific, talk about our experiences on the road.
This one we're about to talk about today, we've just kind of coined it as the disaster weekend.
Yeah, it sucked. So we're going to lay it on for you. You can see... You know, what it's like sometimes when things don't always go as planned when you're on the road. And it's funny, it took us by a bit of a surprise because at all the years we've been doing this with this band and the band previous to this kind of weekend has never happened to us.
We've never had one that just was just a snowball.
Right, like this one. Yeah, it started bad and rolled all the way down. Well, let me give you the outline of what the weekend was supposed to be. We were supposed to play in Lubbock Friday night. At Wild West Saloon there in Lubbock. Hadn't played in Lubbock for a while, so we were really excited. We had a lot of fans coming out to see us play, and we were real psyched. Before that, we were supposed to stop in Stephenville for a radio interview. So then play Lubbock. Then we were supposed to shoot over to Fort Worth on Saturday, finish the music video, which is finished. Y'all should be seeing that real soon. And then go into Dallas to headline over at 8 Airs, which we were really psyched about because we hadn't headlined Dallas and forever, if ever, and we had a lot of folks supposed to come out to that show. So generally it was a lot of driving, but an exciting, fun weekend, you know.
I mean, overall
I was feeling a bit under the weather. We got together the Thursday before we left to work on some guitar stuff, and I felt like I had a bug coming on, but didn't think anything of it. We were just gonna drink some whiskey and move on down the road. Nothing to really write home about. So Friday rolls around and everybody gets to load in at the right time, and we're on the road at the right time, and everybody's in good spirits.
Except for you.
Yeah, I was a little grouchy.
Blake was a little edgy. I thought I was going to have to punch him for a second.
Almost happened. It was close. It was pretty. And if you did, it would have been warranted. I was in one of those kind of moods, but that's a little foreshadowing for events to come. We get to Stephenville, which is, I felt like a lot longer drive than I thought it was going to be.
See, opposite for me. Like, it was like, all of a sudden we blinked, and we were pulling in, you're like, oh, we're here, and I was like, huh?
Yeah, so we get in there, we went and sell Chase over at KCUB, and that was a good time. And I felt rough. We to the point where we made sure we did a particular song that was...
And that I was singing lead on.
Which Mitch was singing lead on, but was easy on my harmonies because I was just feeling a little rough. So we went through that, and that actually went well. And we were after that, we were excited because we had like 3.5 hours left of a drive. And, you know, we roll into Lubbock, and man, the temperature dropped like a rock, didn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you were sleeping or watching a movie or something on your little flip deal. But, I mean, we literally, it was 79 degrees. In a matter of 6 miles, it got down to like 55 or something like that.
Brutally cold. So we stopped off before Lubbock. I got me some Halls because, I mean, you could see as we're the further we drive away from Houston, the worse I'm getting. But we get to soundcheck, and soundcheck was relatively smooth as well. It was cold outside, but it went relatively, you know, all right. So we had about 3 hours between end of soundcheck and when we needed to get back to the venue. And I took we ordered some food in, and I took a little cat nap. And when I woke up, I literally had no voice. Nothing.
I've never had to play, like, lead singer. I mean, I know we do our duo thing, but...
Right.
I played lead singer that night.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, talking like this, nothing coming out. It's going, creepy. Mitch, you're going to have to sing. I mean, had nothing. And that's never happened to me. Laryngitis out of nowhere. And it was too late. We couldn't cancel Friday night. I mean, we had to muscle through it. I mean, it was,
we were already on the stage.
We were on the stage. And so we took our hour set, cut it to 45 minutes, and I think we made it to where I only had to sing lead on three tunes.
Yeah.
And God bless this band that plays with us, because they muscled through it and had enthusiasm when I couldn't. Kevin stepped up and sang harmonies that I couldn't sing.
Yeah.
Mitch stepped up and was the frontman. It was no longer Rose Hill. It was Mitch McBain and Rose Hill. It had to be. I had nothing. And when I did have to sing, it was like knives going into the back of my throat, and it was bad. I mean, it was.
I would like to give a shout out to my little sister and all her friends that came out.
They did.
They made the night for us. They were fun.
Enthusiastic, and it was funny because I think I took like 5 Jaeger shots before we went on stage, thinking, you know, if I get a little tipsy, I won't notice it as much, and maybe the Jaeger will coat my throat.
No, no.
And that's happened. No. That was wishful thinking. It was just that bad, guys. I can't even explain it to you. And when we got off stage, there was such a relief of just being done with it because it was so bad. But what happened is we got real worried that, you know, oh man, I got to get well. We got a headline, you know, tomorrow night. So Kevin, our bass player, drove me back to the hotel, and, you know, they went back and kept, you know, we always like to stay and watch the headliners, a matter of respect, you know.
Yeah,
we're supposed to stay and jam. And by all accounts, Blue put on a great show, and everybody in Lubbock was a lot of fun. And I went back to the hotel and went to sleep. And when I woke up, all I did was I rolled over, because me and Mitch and Corey were in the same room, and the rest of the band was in another room. And I just rolled over and said, I whispered as strong as I could, somebody call our management. We can't play. So we've just driven 9.5 hours to Lubbock to put on a bad show because I couldn't sing. And here's the kicker. At this point, everybody is finally is coming to the realization, oh my God, Blake's really sick. He's not making it through this weekend. But we had already booked that airplane hangar for the music video. So we had to still drive.
We still had to go to Dallas.
We still had to go to Dallas to film a video. Because I was brutally sick, but we had already paid. We had already paid for it, and yeah, but come on, we're musicians. Money's not a luxury. It was already booked, so I felt bad for, you know, basically ruining the guy's weekend by being sick. So I took the driver's seat, and I guess I'm really bad at geography, because that was the longest drive to me.
Because it was flat. I mean, there was a couple little spots where it'd be like you'd look like it was just like a sea of nothingness, and then all of a sudden there'd be like a big hole in the earth, and there'd like be these big old, you know.
Well, plus we were on the road like 8:30 in the morning, you know, like it just felt like forever. So we get to the video shoot, and the director and all the people that are working with the video know that I'm sick, and they were very gracious. You know, they knew that they could, you know, really only talk to Mitch and the other band members because I couldn't talk, and they would give us our cues, and we did 12 to 15 takes, man. To the point where I finally looked at the director and motioned that I couldn't do anymore and we needed to go home. So now all the pressure's off. It's Saturday. We're all going to go home. I'm going to get to sleep on Sunday and everything's going to be
great. We're
going
to be home by like 8:30.
There was a reduced...
It was kind of a good feeling. We're like, you know what? This weekend kind of sucked, but at least we're going to be able to get home Saturday night. We're going to wake up in our beds on Sunday and
everybody's
be able to
gonna
relax.
Feel
and
well, we got
you know,
some
be
we
good.
Got, we got some food too, and everybody was rejuvenated because we were going home.
I was driving, man. I was cruising.
Yeah. So I want to let you take over the bulk of the rest of this, because we were cruising.
All right. So we bail. We get food. We get out of town. We were fighting over which way to go. I mean, were we going to go down 45 or were we going to go down 35 to 6, you know, through Waco and College Station. And we left it in the GPS's hands.
Yep.
We said, whatever route it takes us is got to be the fastest, right?
Right.
Because Garmin never lies.
Yeah. There's sarcasm on that if y'all didn't hear that. Garmin has screwed us.
It's about 50% right.
Garmin has screwed us more than anybody else in the music industry. For sure.
So anyways, we end up going down 6, which, you know, worked out great. Traffic was light. We were making great time.
We even stopped right outside of Waco.
And then
20 miles from the event in question, everything was great.
We got on the south side of Waco, and we stopped to fill up with gas, and you know, get back. Everyone, you know, takes their pee break and gets, well, you know, whatever, you know, snacks and drinks they were getting. And then we all pop back in and take off. You know, we're on the home stretch. We're about, what, an hour and a half?
I was in the back seat with Steve.
2 hours?
Well, yeah. It's about 2:20 from Waco. Me and Steve are in the back seat. We have VCast on our cell phones, so we're watching the Aggie Baylor game on our cell phones. So we're finally in a good mood.
So we're
the guys in the middle seat are playing video games. They're in a good mood, and Corey and Mitch are jamming tunes. Like each level of the van, everybody was in great spirits.
Yeah, everything was working finally.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was on the way home, but and then next thing you know, we're kind of sitting there, and Corey's like, "Man, I think someone farted."
Yeah.
Like, it stinks. He's like, "What is that smell?" And I was like. It's like, what, me, dude? I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, I smell it, though, but I don't know what you're talking about. And so then we systematically ask everyone in the van, and everyone's denying it. And we're like, all right, you know, all right, this is not funny. And I was like, well, maybe it's something outside. I was like, maybe. And so Corey rolls down the window, and at that time, the entire van just starts filling up with smoke.
The smoke comes from the back. Steve is next to me, but he's watching the football game. I can't talk. And so I start going, stop the car. And then nobody hears me, so I start going, stop that car! Because it was smoke. I mean, we thought we were on fire. The whole freaking van was covered in smoke.
Yeah, we did. It was full of smoke. So we pull off and pop the hood. And the
sucker's done.
It's just smoking. And then you know, we look down, like a minute or two later, we look down at our feet, and all of our transmission fluid is just leaking on the highway.
On the side of Highway 6. We're 12 miles from Calvert, which would put us 40 miles from College Station, which is the nearest big town for that. We basically sat on the side of the road and stared at each other for a good while, going, what the hell do we do now?
Well, our saving grace is that Steve Stallings, I guess a new member to the group. He's our steel guitar player. He actually lived in Bremont, Texas for 16 years.
Yeah, we were like 4 miles from Bremont.
That and he like knew everybody. So he was able to call his buddy, you know, the tow truck driver, and I mean, really, just thank God Steve was with us.
Steve called the tow truck driver. Mike came, and we took the trailer off the van. We were under the impression at this point in time that the van was done.
Yeah, we were like, we're putting a new transmission in this thing.
Transmission would be like $3,000, and the van was old enough to where, screw it, you know, we could take $3,000 and put a down payment on another van. You know, this thing's done. So the guys are singing Taps as the van is getting winched onto the flatbed. So the trailer leaves. The guy was great. We paid for the tow, whatever. Takes it to Bremont. But now we have a problem. We're on the middle of the side of the road. We're only about a couple hundred feet from a gas station. The only gas station. That was the only lucky part of where we broke down.
Yeah.
Steve to the rescue again. Calls some old hunting buddies of his. They come up with a truck and tow the trailer to the gas station. Because we've made a phone call to Corey's girlfriend and a guy that works for us to come. One to pick up the trailer and the other one to take all the guys home. So we basically have to sit on the side of the road there at that gas station. The gas station closed as we were pulling in, and they would not let us in. And it was freezing ass cold outside.
Yeah, it was.
So we're standing by the trailer, a bunch of hoodlums, you know, waiting an hour and a half for them to come pick us up. Well, finally, you know, everybody shows up and we get on the road. And I mean, it sucked. Like, we get back to Cypress at 2 a.m. Nobody's talking to anybody. Everybody is pissed off. Just going, this is the worst freaking weekend we've ever had out. Everybody goes home. Nobody talks. I don't think I talked to you for like 3 days. That's probably because I couldn't talk. I was so sick.
No, I called you. It was your birthday Monday.
So I called. I did get it. Worst birthday ever, by the way. I was like 102 fever on the couch by myself because my wife was at work, just sweating out whatever I had. I'm still not well, and this is a week and a couple days later. I don't know what I had, but I want to say, you know, big sorry for everybody that was going to come out and see us. We'll make it up, and appreciate it. We got a lot of support on Facebook for everybody sending well wishes. We appreciate it, but we just wanted to tell y'all about that weekend because it was the weekend from hell. That was the worst road weekend ever, but the light at the end of the tunnel is we had a great weekend this weekend. Things have gone really well. We got some good shows coming up, but Mitch made the phone call to the place that was fixing the van, and we got this report back on the van.
It was I don't know if it was bursted or if it just broke off or whatever, but the transmission coolant hose had broke off, which is apparently something that is, you know, happens often on Chevys. And it was $106.67 to fix.
So Dora the Explorer, which is our van, is back in service.
She is fixed, awaiting someone to come rescue her from the...
She's still in Bremont because we're too lazy to go get her. But
we just have the time.
The point is she, you know, what was monumental disaster, worst thing ever, ended up being, you know, $106. Everybody's back in business. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. That's the point. So once again... Sorry, everybody that was coming out to the Dallas show. Big thanks to Wild West and everybody in Lubbock for putting up with a partial lead singer that couldn't sing a note.
You're talking about me or you?
No. But anyways, we really appreciate it. Also, thanks, guys, for tuning in every week to the podcast. We appreciate it. We got a lot more to come. Big finish of the year, and we won't talk to you again, so happy Turkey Day.
That's right, happy Thanksgiving.
Lots to be thankful for. Have fun with your family, and we'll see you next time.
We're out.
Guys, thanks for listening to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us www.rosehill-live.com. And please keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget to support your local live musicians.